This podcast recorded before a live internet audience. To learn how to listen and watch live, visit tunein.alphageekradio.com.
You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Get it right, bitch.
Spoiler warning!
I got to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
By Dragons follows that, which felt really, really out of place when we played that last week. It means it is time for another small screen spoiler show, our penultimate episode for this season, episode number 17. I am CJ, what appears to be a gorilla, gorilla testosterone boat, and he's Jared, an opponent worthy of killing as a veto. Hi, Jared.
Hi. You are a gorilla testosterone.
Yes, and you are a opponent worthy of killing with my gorilla testosterone.
Indeed. Yeah, don't go against the gorilla testosterone.
No.
You can't beat it.
Really gives you some defined features there.
Indeed.
So.
And turns you into Jim Carrey, apparently.
Yeah, right?
We'll get into that.
Dale Cooper into Jim Carrey, which is really weird.
Bam, just like that.
It's the mask all over again. All right, and if this is your first time tuning in, I'm sorry. And just as a reminder, we are here to spoil Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, Episode 21/22, SOS, Daredevil, Episode 9, Speak of the Devil, and Episode 10, Nelson vs. Murdoch. So if you have not listened to, if you have not watched those shows, you may want to come back later. Or hang out if you like being spoiled, like me.
Maybe you like being spoiled. That's cool if you do.
Yeah, join the club.
I have no problem with that.
Jazz and I are both very much so like that, so welcome. You are among kindred spirits here. All right, so we're going to get quite a bit to talk about, so let's go ahead, as soon as I clean off my glasses, get started with the S.H.I.E.L.D. for the last time this season.
The very last time.
No Nick Fury cameo this time. Made me a little sad.
No cameos at all.
Was really
not a single cameo. Do we have any cameos at all this season? Anything?
It's Sif.
Oh, it's Sif. Lady Sif was there. That's right.
Sif seems to be a recurring theme every season, so I'm okay with this because Jamie Alexander is a very pretty lady, and I like the character Sif. So,
no Maria Hill this time either.
Yeah.
She was in the very, very beginning, wasn't she? Wasn't she in the first episode?
No.
Such a long time. I think she was. I think she was in the season premiere.
Oh, in the season premiere. Yeah. She was in the season premiere. I was thinking of this one. I'm like, no, I don't think we're... No. Yeah, you didn't
get
any...
That's all the guests we got.
Yeah. And you got the you got your Dale Cooper and your Xena and your... Xena really only in there for two episodes, man. What the hell?
I know. We kind of played that up, and it's like, two episodes.
Made a big
one
deal
of which
about
is
it.
A flashback.
All of the sites that covered this were like, oh my god, Lucy Lawless.
Xena's going to be on there. Oh my gosh. OMG.
And then nothing.
Xena get forever.
Two episodes.
More like one and a half.
Yeah, true. But we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about the finale.
That finale, though.
Yeah. Definitely finale. Where to start? There's a lot to go into in this. Like, seriously.
It was like,
a
2-hour finale? Do we really got to do that? And then it was just like, and 2 hours are over. Oh, okay. Wait, what just happened? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, all that stuff we've been building up all season long. We're going to pay off every single thing.
Yeah, right.
<now. laughs>
Every single one of them. Well,
we're
mostly
not
pay
pace
off.
It out and dole out pieces here and there throughout the season. No. No. You get it all at the end.
Yeah, you have.
You're going to like it.
You have the death of Zhao Ying, quote unquote death. Death of Gordon from being weird teleporty guy. Bye bye, Nightcrawler and Wolverine.
Poor Gordon.
No more Nightcrawler and Wolverine. Aww.
No, I liked. Although I didn't know how her powers worked before, but that's how her powers work.
Oh yeah,
it's not quite Wolverine powers.
Yeah, it's there's actually a humor. There's actually a villain, not a Shield or an Avengers villain, but there's a villain. I believe her name is just called Wither, and that's her whole thing. Is she absorbs life essences through touching people. She also seems to gain their powers depending on how strong they are. I don't understand that. She made a big deal out of sucking Daisy, like she was going to get more out of it.
Perhaps. So maybe she's Inhuman Rogue and not Inhuman Wolverine.
Yeah, this is possible.
Or maybe some hybrid thereof. If we're going to, you know.
Rogarine.
Rogarine.
All right.
Okay, you got there first.
So we have the payoff of Dale Cooper being on the bus, or not the bus.
Quinjet,
there we go.
Bus is gone.
Yeah.
Sadly. But apparently they're working on another one.
So you got the payoff of Dale Cooper being there and freaking the fuck out. Going full on Mr. Hyde. Like, I loved it. I also loved the banter of, again, Jed Whedon just writes himself as Coulson. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. And still, every line, Coulson just quippy, quippy, quip, 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 man.
Yes. Coulson is the good talker.
Yeah.
He's the only one who can talk down a madman hyped up on gorilla testosterone.
Well, him and a car.
Yeah, yeah.
Car and to the sternum typically helps.
Yeah, yeah. Car to the sternum.
Oh, and a pile driver, yeah.
Pile driver in the back of the car. One that, you know, was ramming the door open earlier at Cabin Banner.
Casa de Banner.
Casa de Banner.
Yeah, I loved that entire scene, just how Fitz and Simmons handled the entire thing at not being super action heroes in...
Should we do something? Yeah. How long is that going to hold in? Okay, we got to go now.
Oh, no, my legs are asleep. Roar! I have to admit, I loved it for the comedic value, but he was really bad as like super flat-out super villain, man. That was so bad.
Yeah, it was a little over the top. It was fine. Like, he looked like he was having fun, and he was definitely doing his best Jim Carrey impression.
Yes.
Like, I was like, whoa. Oh, there, Dale Cooper.
Yeah, it was clearly like this is going to be his last performance.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, right. I'm guessing this is like his oxygen tank. This is my last performance. I'm just going to go out with a bang and just there you go, there you go, man.
But then once Coulson talked him down and he wasn't quite so crazy, then he was a good Cal.
Yeah.
Like, hey, where's this Cal been all season? I could enjoy this Cal. I don't have a problem with him.
Right? And then he snaps her neck. And then he snaps Shawing's neck. Oh, bye.
I know. It was just like one thing after another at the end there. I was like, what? What? Whoa. Whoa. Oh, no.
Yeah, there was a lot of
Oh, no, not Fitz. Oh, wait. That was Gordon. Okay. That's okay. Oh, that's still kind of a bummer. I liked Gordon.
Gordon wasn't a bad guy. He was just following orders. And then, like.
Oh, the crystal. Oh, shoot. Coulson caught it. Oh, no, Coulson. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right. Is it me, or are they really playing up somebody else on the shield is inhuman?
Yeah,
or they probably seem to just really be hammering on. Oh my god, I just thought of something. Sorry. We'll get to that as we discuss the stinger at the end of the season. I just thought of something. I just thought of something really cool. It probably won't happen, but it'll be really cool.
Well, Coulson's definitely not inhuman.
No, Coulson cannot hold the thing and lost an arm. And going along back to everything in phase two, somebody has lost an arm to honor the Marvel's acquisition of Star Wars.
Ah, see, I knew it was a reference to Star Wars, but I can't remember. I didn't realize that's why they kept doing that.
Yeah, that's the entire reason why somebody in every phase two, apparently everything, has lost an arm.
Anybody in Agent Carter lose an arm?
Wouldn't
be surprised.
Yeah, I don't remember, but that was like also earlier this year. So,
still phase two.
Yeah, technically ish.
Yeah, it's part of phase two, though. It fit in the timeline of phase one, I guess. I don't know. Rules.
Yeah, exactly. Weird rules. So Coulson is not inhuman, which kind of made everybody, which made me a little sad. I'm like, I want superpowered Coulson, though.
No. You can't have superpowered Coulson. He's not supposed to be. This whole thing, he's awesome without powers.
Yeah. May gets her payoff by actually being able to relax for a little bit.
Maybe. She still took a gun with her.
Because it's May.
And Ward's still out there.
Ward. Oh, man. Ward. Ward turned into full-out Darth Vader in this episode.
What's going on? I don't understand his motivations.
He has none, and that's what makes him frightening.
Apparently he really did care about her. I don't know. I never got that vibe.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently it really upset him when she died. Oh, by the way, Crazy Mask Lady died. Lots of death in this episode.
Yeah. We weren't afraid to pull back on that one.
Which is kind of distressing.
From the leader of the ship leaders, people, lady. I think all of the other ones are dead.
Yeah, true.
But they never told us what happened to the guy that Sky hit in the arm with a stick.
Wait, sticks in this episode? Banner. I'm okay with that.
Back at Banner Manor when he shot at her.
Banner Manor. Quit. Banner Manor. That's great.
When, he shot at her. She did her Quake powers, and you know, a chunk of tree went into his arm. We never saw that guy again. Yeah, chicken in the bucket.
Agent Extra.
I don't want to see that guy again. He has my last name, kind of. I don't see that very often.
Yeah, right. And when they do, you know, it's actually pronounced correctly.
Hey.
So we had that. We had great big fight scene. Another great big fight scene. Reyna's dead.
I know. I was not expecting that, but I guess it's like, you know, having an oracle around kind of makes writing hard. Too many loopholes. So neck. So knife to the neck. Sorry.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Done.
Plus, your makeup's really expensive. So.
Yeah. We spent far too much money on your asymmetric thorns. That drove Daryl crazy, by the way. Oh, by the way, no information from, or no intros or hang a lantern on it from Daryl this week. Apparently lightning hit near his car and made his computer freak out, and it's England. You get used to it.
England. Okay. Lightning.
You know, well, lightning's more here, just more rain in England. There's lots of lightning here. So, all right. God, so much. And I'm purposely holding back on the big thing. Hydra's back fully.
Fully, I don't know. Kind of becoming a ragtag. They're kind of like the Mirror of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the beginning of this season. There's like 10 of them left, and they're just kind of finding people wherever they can. But apparently, Ward's the new head of Hydra, so there's that. All of the others are dead.
Yeah, all the Tea Party members are dead.
Hail Hydra the Lat.
Yeah, that was stupid. That was so stupid. That was so stupid. Oh, my God.
The Hydra biker gang. That's all we got left. Where are
something,
you guys?
Something current events. Wow. Something.
I mean, you guys are the only ones left.
Right? And they developed this weird subculture of Hydra. Like, they use Hail Hydra as an adjective now? I don't understand.
Yeah, Hail Hydra.
I Hail Hydra all night.
With that bean burrito, I Hail... Ain't that bean burrito? I had to Hail Hydra like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I hailed her Hydra all night long.
Oh, man.
All right, so notes, I guess.
All right. My first note was bad in humans. Bad.
Yes.
Do that. I guess it was Jiang and Gordon and a couple of others who were in on the plane.
Inhuman extras that seemed like they should have names but didn't. Got a lot of FaceTime for extras.
You're just here to be eaten by Zha Ying.
Yes.
Sorry. See, we already talked about Ward's purpose, because what is it? I don't know.
Yeah,
apparently
like the whole
he liked
thing
her,
with
but
Bobby
then,
was weird
they
too.
Didn't really...
Like it was a really strange thing with Bobby. Like, okay, so she was undercover, and you're mad at her because what she did when she was in deep cover for several years with Hydra. I don't understand.
Yes, and she didn't know you were there. She's real sorry about that, but, you know, sorry. Had to
you
make
shouldn't
a call.
Be at the
That's
safe house that was probably abandoned for years. But Bobby was a badass in this entire thing. Like, she was great. Like, she was amazing
she was
entire
awesome.
Episode.
I was, like, cheering when she, like, got up and just started beating the crap out of Ward.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, get him, get him, yes!
And then, I mean, like, even when she was
robot face lady
captured, like,
up.
Even when she was recaptured, she was still a badass. Like, everything in that, she was really, really strong in this entire episode. Freaking unbolted a chair to take a bullet. Man, badass.
She always was. Now she's ready to give up this life.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure she's already on the cast list for season 3, so.
Yeah,
she's going to stick around.
She's going to come back. Like she might be out and like they might show some things of like her and May doing things and doing like lady things, and then like Hydra will be like, "Hi guys, we're Hydra and we're a bikey gang and we're Hydra now and we're going to hail your Hydra," and then they're going to be like, "Watch out." I'm a bikey man from a bikey gang. And living in a crack den making crack.
Oh, man, that video.
Yeah, right.
Bang, 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 bang. Okay. Let's see what other notes we got here. Why would you revive him? Talking about Dale Cooper. But
oh, yeah.
It ended up, yeah.
That was beneficial. Right. That was,
it's like, okay. Cool. He's a good talker.
I actually had down in my notes that this is one of those ones I love having forecasting the end of the episode while I'm writing down notes. I had Dale Cooper equals good guy and next to it. Check.
Ka-ching. Showed up at just the right moment. Like, yeah.
He just angeled talk that to piece. He'll all, turn you. All about like straight up angeled that.
Oh, for real. I know. Sky's on the bridge fighting her mom. It's like, I'm gonna have
to
kill you.
It was a good fight.
Sorry, mama. It was a good fight. Superpowers fight.
Yeah. Didn't get to see any of those. We're going to be seeing more of them, but we haven't got to see many of those, man.
And Dale Cooper shows up and, no, you don't have to do this.
I'll live with it.
My
snap.
Pain. Snap. Oh.
Freaking twig.
Snap. Rawr.
Yeah, right.
Rough business finding a teleporter, but it's nice to see Fitz be awesome.
He scienced his way out of it, which is amazing. Science to me.
I can't get out of this room. Why can't I get out of this room? Quantum field disruptor, science
biatch. I yelled out loud when I was watching this in bed, and he said, "Science biatch," and I yelled out loud and woke Rachel up.
Yeah,
Breaking Bad of my Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yes,
science. Yeah, bitch. But that was nice. And why didn't I think of that? It's like, you've been busy.
Yeah.
It's okay, Mac. Yay, Mac.
Yay, Mac.
So many good quip lines in here.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name? Gordon? Yeah, who are you?
I'm the guy who killed Gordon. Not really. I like him, for some reason, turning down guns just to play with the axe. I don't understand.
No. I just want this big old axe.
I don't understand why he needs the axe.
It had to get there so he could cut off Coulson's arm.
Yeah,
basically.
Right. It's the only reason.
Chekhov's axe.
I wonder if that's the same axe that nice. I wonder if that's the same axe that he used on Gonzalez.
Probably, possibly.
In Gonzalez's leg.
The one he pulled out of his leg.
Yeah. He had an axe, and now I do.
The guy had an axe, and now I have his axe.
I mean, that's
your
the
mom's
reason
gonna
why.
Kill everybody, huh?
Yep, everybody
Man,
did.
I thought my mom was bad when she started watching Fox News.
Oh my god, yes. Ooh, liberal zinger.
No, old Link. Zing! I already got that one. We're a video game fight at some point. Oh, when they're fighting the lady who can duplicate herself or whatever. Cloney.
Yeah, weird duplicate or whatever her name
is. Cloney redhead.
Yeah, there'll be another redhead
Pretty
sooner
redhead
later.
Lady. So many redheads.
So little time?
Not bad. Oh, yeah. You know, that's right.
She was very cute, so there was that. And there were lots of her. So that's a huge trope, by the way. Whenever you have a multiplier, they always seem to either be, like, super redneck or super hot. Like, you never get any, like, normal person that can duplicate themselves.
Some guy.
Yeah, you don't get Dale Coopers that can duplicate themselves. They either have to be really, really horrible, ugly, or really hot supermodels.
It's a good system. Don't knock it.
Oh, man, superhero tropes. I'm so glad to start discussing superhero tropes in this show next year.
Oh, they feel good. Lots of superhero tropes. And the moment between Fitz and Gemma.
Oh, the moment.
Which I wrote down because, like, right, like it came in, like, talk about what you said. And I was like, really? We're going to bring this up now? And then Fitz is, really? You want to talk about this now? Now?
There's a lot going on.
It's like, whoa, Echo.
Oh, really? Fitzsimmons.
Well, I didn't see the tag, so now you're going to have to explain that one to me.
When did yours cut out?
After the fish oil pills. That was the last thing I saw.
Well, it was just kind of a pull on. By the way, that is one of my favorite plot devices in MacGuffins is everyday normal things, like having the ability to poison you or kill you without you even knowing, or poison you or enhance you, and you never knowing. That is one of my favorite tropes because there's no way to fight it. You just have to let it happen. And that is and that feeling of lostlessness in proper writing hands, which, you know, Jeb Whedon is obviously proper writing hands, can give a really strong story because there's no victory. You're going to have a nation full of yuppies.
Do you think any of Diviner's metals got into the fish too? Or was it just the crystals that dissolved?
I'm going to guess it's just the crystals. Because
I think so too.
Metal doesn't dissolve, and also the Diviners.
The
Diviners are stronger than it. They need a Kree temple to be able to do their thing.
Well, with the Diviner metal inside of the crystals that was, you know, killing
I think it's just I think it's just the Terrigen mists that can. I know the Terrigen mists can kill people.
No. Jiang explained it right before she killed the what's his face, Gonzalez.
That was like a week ago.
She did. She's like, you know, here's the crystals, but we left them laced with Diviner stuff. So,
then probably did get into it with the fish. So people are going, although it would be more.
It's just going to be a bunch of random inhumans being activated.
Well, okay, in the comics, this is what happens. All right, in the comics, during a big event, the leader of the inhumans, Black Bolt, decides to. Thanos is destroying Attilan, the inhuman city. And the only thing he can think of that can stop Thanos, or at least, you know, make him give pause, is activating the self-destruct device in Attilan. However, there's a giant container of Terrigen mists in Attilan. When it explodes, it goes everywhere. So you have a bunch of inhumans just randomly erupting, and everybody freaking out because these cocoons are just appearing out of nowhere.
That's right, cocoons. I forgot about that. They have the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
goes down. There's a whole process.
I mean, everybody freaked the hell out, because cocoons just pop. So you're gonna have a nation of hipster and old people and humans all of a sudden popping up.
Yes, there's no more ways of the Inhumans where they, you know, go through their training and then they have to be approved to become Inhumans.
Nope, they are just they are flat out X-Men now. You don't get to choose your
powers. Everybody gets. Everybody's Inhumans now. All the Inhumans, everywhere, all the time.
But it is getting more in line with the comic books, and I'm okay with that, though.
Oh, yeah. Which, I guess since we're on that now, that epilogue, man, it just kept going. Not that I had a problem with that, but it was action, 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 crazy, 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 crazy. And it's, whew, okay. And then we're going to have an epilogue.
Epilogue.
And epilogue part two, and epilogue part three.
Yeah, we had Dale Cooper getting Tahiti'd.
Or Sandra.
Ward's Hydra, yep, Ward's Hydra, Dale Cooper getting Tahiti'd.
He goes to a magical place.
And then the Secret Avengers, or whatever they're going to be called, which is a direct tie-in to Civil War, man.
Shield Team 2.
This is actually, this takes place in, they're called the Secret Warriors in the comics. Basically the same thing happens. Literally, except for Nick Fury, because Coulson is basically, in this part, the Nick Fury analog. So in the comics, during the Secret Warriors, Nick Fury gives Daisy Johnson a list of people to get and recruit to S.H.I.E.L.D., and those become her Secret Warriors and Secret Avengers.
Ah.
And it's a list of superpowered people that kind of starts the steamroll for the superhero registration, because a bunch of those Secret Warriors are the reason why Civil War happened.
Oh.
Somebody exploded a kid on accident and started Civil War. Spoilers for a comic that came out in 1998. Pretty sure Civil War was 2003. Yeah, it was this millennium. I know that because Spider-Man was Peter Parker and not Ben Reilly. Sorry. basically, it's kind of what is beginning the Civil... This is the beginning of Civil War. So Season 3, strangely enough, is going to lead up to this little movie that's going to come around the time of Avengers 2 next year. You may hear of it now and again, called Captain America Civil War.
Yeah. I mean, it's called Captain America, but it basically has everyone in it.
It's Avengers 3, basically, at this point. And probably Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. involved in there, too. So, I mean, it is going to be all of
things. I hope
so. Captain America is going to be probably the least important person in that entire movie.
He's there, but that's about it.
We have a Captain America because if we call it another Avengers movie, then we have to pay for Thor and Mark Ruffalo. And we don't have to pay for them in Civil War, so...
No. They don't need to be there. Just send Mark Ruffalo to space.
World War Hulk, woo! did you just accidentally a comic book story?
No, I've just read the theories.
Oh.
Like, since he disappeared at the end of Avengers, they're like, maybe he's going into space! World War Hulk! Meet up with the Guardians!
Wait, did Jazz, like, call out a story comic book without realizing it? Okay.
I did my research. I tried to do a little research.
So the final stinger, the sometimes solid, sometimes liquid, henceforth called the Frosty Stone, swallowed Gemma. Swallowed her up good. Well,
yep.
burst out of its cage.
What this thing is? Frosty Stone?
I'm calling it the Frosty Stone because sometimes it's a liquid and sometimes it's a solid, and you have to eat it with that funny spoon from Wendy's. you can dip your fries in the Frosty Stone, too. It'll be really good. Get a salty, sweet flavor with Gemma parts mixed in. But they made a big deal about being Kree. They made the big, huge deal about this thing being Kree.
Oh, yeah.
Never saying what it is, though. I think that it is a tie-in, either a catalyst or something that can evolve into what is going to create Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, is a human who has Kree DNA spliced into her when she's alive and creates this awesome, basically Superman / Green Lantern analog. And, like, she's really cool, one of my favorite characters, and I think this stone may either cause her to get her powers, or, like, Gemma might get powers and then, like, give them to Carol, who has yet to be cast, or at least not announced. But by time season 3 is over, I'm sure there will, because Captain Marvel comes out in 2017, I think.
Yeah. Interesting.
So that is
them Kree, man.
Oh man, the Kree, even in the books, have their hands in like a little bit of everything, and just kind of like the Kree are definitely the Kryptonians. Like they are pretty much straight up the Kryptonians, the super science, regardless of any kind of morals. Like there's a group of Kree that have no care about morals, and those are typically led by accusers. You know, like Ronan. Those are the fanatical Kree that Ronan was talking about in Guardians of the Galaxy. And then there's the more level-headed Kree. There's the more level-headed Kree, like the guy that showed up in S.H.I.E.L.D., where he's just all about the science and knows a lot of stuff, but has a moral compass. So the Kree are very much so Kryptonians, because you'll have, like, even in the Kryptonians, you have the Zods that are super fanatical, super, you know, that kind of thing.
It all makes sense now.
So you'll have
a Phantom Zone.
Probably. Yeah, they do, actually. It's called a Negative Zone in Marvel Comics.
Of course.
Marvel's my jam, dude. I got so much for Marvel. I've always been a Marvel guy, so like I'm all about this. Except for Green Lantern. Green Lantern is pretty much my one go to DC. Like I've bought so much Green Lantern stuff, it's not even funny. But like everything else, all Marvel. So this stuff is like making me so happy that we're getting into these plot lines that have been in the comic books for freaking 40 years now. I'm just like, yes. Secret Invasion is coming up, and it's gonna make people scream, but it's gonna make me happy. Because we haven't had Skrulls yet. We're getting
bring in some magic and Doctor Strange.
It's... Hopefully. I hope they introduce every
edge of the Marvel universe.
I'm so for this. I'm so ready for this. Everybody's like, well, peak superhero. I'm like, I don't care. Right now, I don't care. I am so happy. I am so ridiculous.
You will not hear me complain.
So that's what happens.
It's like, hey, we're going to make a Guardians of the Galaxy movie. What? The who?
Yeah, you are. Rachel's like, we heard about Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm like, I yelled out. We were in the middle of a mall, and I saw just a freaking preview for it. I'm like, what? They're making Guardians of the Galaxy? What the hell is a Guardians of the Galaxy?
Because
Rachel's a geek. Rachel's a geek, but she did, like, that. Guardians of the Galaxy is super obscure. Super obscure. And I'm like, yeah, they are. She goes, what? What are you talking about? I go, there's going to be be a raccoon and there's going to be a tree. And
yeah, so I was like, okay. And then I saw a tree and I was like, okay, this looks like it might be awesome. Little did I know, it would go on to become one of my most favorite movies ever. Like, this is, give me all of this. I want this all the time. This is what Star Wars should have been.
And might be with 7. Hopefully. JJ, don't let me down. All right. Uh-oh. Anything else on S.H.I.E.L.D.? Before we retire it until the fall? Uh-oh.
Nope, be back.
Oh.
Okay, am I gone now?
Yep, you're back.
What just happened?
All right.
That was weird.
So...
You, like, froze and...
Then you froze.
You froze.
That's that one. Nope, that's froze. Gotham. That's Arrow. S.H.I.E.L.D. Saul. Where the hell is...
You still have Saul?
Daredevil? I don't...
You can delete stuff, you know. Lies. You don't have to hunt and peck so much.
That's not a party. What's this one? No, that's mine. Don't delete that. That's my camera. Is it this one? Nope, that's Man in the High Castle.
when are we getting that?
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Daredevil. There's Daredevil. Hello, Daredevil. Found it.
Good job. When are we getting more Man in the High Castle? I'm ready for that.
Oh, probably this fall.
Foaming at the mouth. Oh, so good.
All right, so episode 9, Speak of the Devil.
Speak.
Totally, spoiler alert, I really liked both of these episodes.
Yeah. Speak of the Devil was pretty Murdoch. Well, they were both pretty Murdoch heavy, so that surprises me.
Yeah, well... Yeah, but it was Murdoch post getting his ass kicked by Stick, and I'm okay with this.
Okay. I understand. Like, I mean,
Stick
I like
came
him,
around but... and actually smacked the crap out of Murdoch to make him actually to get some sense knocked into him with sticks. So,
shut up. But seriously, Daredevil, you should never take sticks to a swirly knife fight or swirly sword fight.
Yes, swirly sword fight. Hand Bad ninjas. Idea. Oh my God! Speaking of Marvel, like deep obscure things, there's you know how Ninja Turtles has the Foot Clan. Okay, let me describe something to you. Let me describe something to you on this one. All right, when a little boy got hit by a truck and goo squirted all over his eyes, a little bit of goo or ooze slipped into the sewers and poured on a rat who then took some of it and put onto 4 baby turtles. And that's how the Ninja Turtles were born. And I'm not joking.
Oh, I know. I'm aware of the Daredevil connection to Ninja Turtles.
So I'm guessing it was Marvel's jab back
if
at Marvel, that. With,
Marvel's your jam. Ninja Turtles. Right here.
I'm guessing Marvel's like, hey, we didn't authorize that, but, you know, we're going to take a jab at your Foot Clan and we're going to make the hand. Whereas all of your ninjas are completely incompetent and our ninjas are super awesome and you shut up.
And, freaking amazing ninjas. The only way to beat them is to light them on fire.
It's a good way to die, just getting light on fire.
Holy crap. It's like something from Dr. McNinja. It's amazing.
Right?
Ninjas can't catch you if you're on fire.
Yeah. So good. I didn't like the time cuts, though. I hate when shows do that.
Yeah, I know. That was a little bit of a tropey thing.
Like,
but
unprovoked time cuts. Like, it was so weird.
Because it was just that one scene. It was like the fight going on and on and working our way of the fight. But by the time we got there, we had already seen the whole fight, so.
Yeah.
Then, all that was left was to light him on fire.
Yep. I'm seriously going to guess, if we're not going to get a flat-out Shadowlands story arc to peer into Season 2, I'm going to say, like, Episode 1 of Season 2, we're going to get Shadowlands. Now that the hand has been introduced, like...
Who has taught you our ways?
I'm going to guess just straight up Shadowlands, because that's when Fisk becomes full control of the hand and starts using them as his hand.
I don't know, the hand of Fisk.
The Fist of Fisk.
He did get to show up and beat on Daredevil a little bit.
Yeah. Did he get to show his
speed,
man?
Like, oh, you're such a disappointment.
It's like, oh, come on, dude. He's got like 12 sword wounds.
Very deep
ninja.
Ones. Like, very,
he
very
fought a friggin' ninja. Don't act like you're so awesome because you're beating the crap out of him. I mean, you are awesome, but still.
Yeah. I mean, like, most of the stuff that was leading up to it, though, was weirdly irrelevant, and the main point of it was that fight. Like,
yeah,
the rest
it's all
of
about
it,
getting Daredevil back out into the open.
Yeah, it was kind
so
of
so he could spinny sword him.
Kind of dumb. Like, it was like the story, the side story on this, the leading up to that between the end of episode 8 and the ninja was just kind of not great. I mean, I get it. You can't just jump from what happened, and I get episode 9, like, after what had happened in episode 8. You had to have something really great to leap off of, and then Awesome Ninja Fight is definitely one of those.
Yeah, it works for me. No, no, it was just, Daredevil going to talk with his priest.
Yeah, the priest is awesome. The priest is so cool.
I've seen the devil. Sometimes you gotta kill the devil. Just saying.
Yeah, I love like, really? The fact that the preacher's like, even the preacher's like, dude, just kill him. Like, seriously, just kill him.
Kill him.
You should.
But do you need to kill him or do you want to kill him? Because that's where there's a problem.
Well, yeah. Like, that was real deep, and I loved that. Like, I loved the preacher. I wrote the notes twice, and I left this one apparently off. it was a cafe latte, because Catholic, get it?
Uh-huh, gotcha.
Come on, I have to have one really bad pun, like.
Oh, I know. Mine I let happen organically, I try to. But, you know, stick fury can't happen every week.
Yeah, right.
But no, I always liked that. That was always one of my favorite parts of the Daredevil mythos, was his Catholicism.
Yeah.
The fact that he dresses like a devil, but goes to confession and is Catholic.
Super Catholic.
Super Catholic.
You did get the death of poor Elena.
Poor Elena. Part.
Consuela
no,
from
no,
the family.
No, Mr. Foggy. No, no.
No, no, Senor Foggy. You see it, you eat. No, no.
Oh, she was great.
She was so good, and then she died horribly.
Oh, well. This is Marvel's Breaking Bad, apparently, so.
Yeah, right.
Any nice characters have to die terrible deaths. More on that in a little while. Don't get too attached.
Yeah, right.
That's all I'm saying.
Definitely there's definitely a line there. So, I mean, I didn't have many notes for this one or the next one, mainly because there just wasn't a lot of stuff to write, like, other than just Awesome Ninja Fight and then stuff with the next episode. So, your notes.
Yeah, let's see. My other notes are, this is really non-committal, but yeah. I guess that's kind of the whole point of we're working up to in the next episode. So, that note's taken care of. And beating junkies. Beating junkies.
Yeah. He went apeshit on junkies, man.
I enjoyed that montage, working his way through the junkies. To find which one killed Elena.
All the junkies. More on Army of Homeless People after the break. All right.
Let's talk about CNN. Nelson V. Murdoch, or as I prefer the title to be, Bro Tears.
Bro Tears. Nice.
That was my final note on that episode. Bro Tears.
So Foggy finds Murdoch after being ninja'd. you still have Night Nurse being a thing without actually showing her because, you know, we can't pay her too much money.
Wait, what?
Rosaria Dawson, far too expensive.
Oh, Night Nurse, okay. I thought you said Nightmare. I was like, it was Nightmare.
No, Night Nurse.
Yeah, sorry. I think you Google hanged out for a second there.
Possibly. I had a little bit of her without actually giving her, and that's all right, I guess. Still much better to see her.
Yeah, she's much better on screen.
Clearly.
I think she's in the next one, so we'll get some more. Don't worry.
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me if she's in the next three just to finish off the season.
And fix his sword wounds.
Yes.
Many, many sword wounds.
That fight was just rough, man.
It really was. That was a really rough fight. I love this trope, and you may think that I don't like. You would think that of all else, I wouldn't. This is a trope that I wouldn't particularly like, but no, I actually really enjoy this.
I thought it was really well executed, and it's mostly just because the dude who plays Foggy is just so awesome.
He is, and like, he's good. I have not looked this up. He looks an awful like that guy from like the Mighty Ducks. Is it him?
yes, that is him. It's the guy from Mighty Ducks, and recently he was in the new Hunger Games. Mockingjay. He's the Pollock or Caster. One of them. He's the one the AVOX cameraman.
Gotcha.
He doesn't talk, so but he's there.
He's working good for him.
That's right. He deserves it. But he's good. Like, he's just made for this role.
Yeah, he really is.
Perfect. He's a perfect Foggy. And, like, I've gotten to where flashbacks get on my nerves, but these flashbacks were just really good.
Yes. Yeah.
They just felt genuine, and, you know, you're just fleshing out, you know, where this relationship's coming from.
Yeah,
and they were
why
very
he's
heartwarming
so pissed off.
And
because there's a lot a lot in their relationship that you did not realize. Like they went through a lot together.
Yes, college roomies, all the way up through law school. Went to work for a big law firm together.
With the super trope of super smart guy and slacker.
He's not. He's a slacker, but he seems pretty smart.
And he still passed that the hair, bar. Passing the
that
bar.
That
easy.
Hair though. Yeah, stoner hair was a bit much.
Yeah, 90s stoner hair, dude.
Just, I don't know. Apparently, that's how shows make people look younger now. Is give them time period hair. Give Saul a mullet and give Foggy stoner hair.
Dude,
need to wash that thing, man.
Yeah, right. And just enjoyable trope in general. I really liked this. Is man, I really liked. We went through this last week with punchy tropes versus talky tropes, and there was lots of talky tropes, and I enjoyed every single one of them in this.
Yeah, yeah, I had no problem with those. But I was your wingman, dude. My maverick, you goose.
You know,
Goose died, right? Andy was married. Stop breaking my metaphor.
There wasn't a lot. There's not a lot of notes in this because I mean, a lot of it was just talking and relationship building and Foggy dealing with betrayal and acceptance and.
Yeah, I mean, one of my last notes was this is the emotions episode.
Yeah,
it's all about the feels. Emotions. Yeah, the feels episode,
which means we're gonna have pretty much nothing but nonstop action
Foggy,
after this.
Yeah, Foggy and Murdoch dealing with their issues. You got Yorick and his wife dealing with that issue.
Oh man, yeah, dude, that made me sad.
You got Fisk and Vanessa and scary Chinese lady working all their issues. Man. So, yeah, because I guess that's what makes Fisk an interesting character is because he really does seem to have a good and a bad side currently.
Yeah.
Like, he, you know, apparently when he started this plan, he was all shadow, but Vanessa's kind of bringing out this good side of him.
And did I hear, by the way, did I hear approval ratings? Is he trying to run for mayor? Like,
no, I don't think so.
I
know
he's
like,
in the next episode that he's like, no, and then, but I'm like, still, dude, you seem like you're running for mayor. You seem like you're running for office.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But
which would be awesome.
So I think, you know, because they foreshadow with the whole, oh, you get to choose a side or someone's going to choose for you. And apparently she chose for him. Somebody chose because this will clearly push him into the full darkness.
Yeah.
And
we're
going to have Kingpin.
Yep. I am looking forward to flat out Kingpin.
Fisk is dead.
Long
there
dead
will be rage.
Kingpin.
Heads will roll.
Yep.
And if the Chinese lady did do it, sorry, lady. Stay away from car doors.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All I'm going to say. Which is probably how he becomes head of the hand, I guess, by killing her.
Well, Ninja Dude was head of the hand. He was the clan. He was the clan leader.
Oh, he was the clan leader. Okay, well, he's on fire.
He was certainly hot.
He was becoming a problem. I like how Fist downplays everything. He was becoming a nuisance. He needed to be dealt with. I figured I kill two birds one stone, you know.
I'm interested in seeing. Like, I was really tempted. It was another one of those episodes where I was like really trying not to roll directly into the next episode.
Yeah, no, me too. I was all ready for. I'm glad we're just doing the last three all together.
Yeah.
I don't think I could handle two more weeks of not watching it. It's just sitting there staring me in the face.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fully in, so it's like it's. At this point, I'm just like, all right, let's get this done. I'm still not as fully vested as, like, say, you, but I'm fully in, like, at this point.
Oh, no. I'm happy that it won you over, even if, you know, not all the way. You know, maybe you're not the raging internet fanboy that the internet wants you to be, but...
Somebody has to keep a level head out there.
Somebody has to keep a level head, yeah, it's fine.
So that's pretty much it for our... I mean, we have S.H.I.E.L.D., we're done with S.H.I.E.L.D., we have the three episodes of Daredevil next week, and then we're done.
Yeah, and I do have a couple more notes.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Let's see. Ninja, I think.
Sure.
Like, I just think it was a Daredevil quote. It's like, who did this to you? Who were you fighting?
Ninja, I think.
I think.
Yeah, like, Charlie Cox has some really good, like, he has some great comedic timing, and I didn't realize that until now.
What, you haven't watched Stardust?
No. I own it, I just never watched it.
Why? That movie's so great.
No, dude, I just haven't seen it.
So many times. I love, love, love that movie.
Well, you said I own it. I just
and then we got We got the what pushed Murdoch to finally become the man in the mask or whatever. Yeah. It's always a pedophile. Always a pedophile. It's what always pushes him over the edge, man.
Pedophiles. Yeah.
Which I understand. It would push me over the edge too, but
yes,
it just felt a little tropey. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But I guess if you're gonna punch someone in the face until they can't talk anymore, may as well be a pedophile,
right?
And that's it. That's all I got. All
right. So then, shall we do a quick little sting before we get into the challenge shows? If you want to submit a segment to, like I said, we don't have a hang a lantern on it, but if you want to submit a segment to us, feel free to send us an email, a MP3 of 90 seconds or less. Try to make the quality good. I'll review everything that we play, but just, you know, try not to make me edit it too much. Send that to geekioshow@gmail.com, or you can send us a voicemail to 727-489-4335, 727-489-GEEK. And I want to take a personal moment here and to point everybody over to geek-io.net/projects/books. This will get you a way to pre-order my first book, The Chronicles of Athalor, The Heart of the Deimos, for free. It's a fantasy novel that is set in a world ravaged by a war of mages, as god kings, technology that's far advanced, magic, power struggles, political drama, cyborg dragons, because you're not as cool as cyborg dragons. It's geek-io.net/projects/books for free. You can get a free ebook. Do it now, please. Thank you.
Do it.
All right. So on to the challenge shows, where we take a show and we kind of dissect it in little pieces outside of the normal continuity. And I'm going to go first on this one because Sherlock season 3, episode 1, The Empty Hearse.
Oh, you watched it.
Yes, I did. In fact,
I was not expecting this.
Yes, okay. I did. That's why I made a comment about the army of hobos.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Obviously not as good as the epicness that was the last episode, but I mean, it was a solid Sherlock episode.
This episode was just—it was all about characters.
Yeah,
like even the mystery took like such a back seat to this episode. It was just all about exploring the characters, Sherlock and Mycroft and their relationship, and Sherlock and John and their relationship, and John and Mary's relationship. And you know.
By the way, Mary's weird. I don't like her that much.
Oh, don't worry. By the end of the season, you'll love Mary.
Okay,
I have a feeling. She's fantastic.
Just this episode, I'm like, man, she's weird. I don't know if I like her.
She is weird, but I don't know. The wedding episode's next, and it's it's great.
All right, I mean, there's not much about it. I like the bungee cord story the best.
Yeah, that one was fun.
but obviously less, like, there's no way that could be real, but it's the most fun to see.
I love that there was 3 or 4 different versions
of
how he survived.
Including
you don't really know which one's the real one or if any of them are the real one.
Including
the one he told is probably the real one. But
probably. Other than that, I mean, like I said, I enjoyed it. I genuinely enjoyed it. And we're not sure. I'll try and watch the next episode for the next one or for our next show, but I'll give it a try.
It's fine.
Might try and clear out both.
I don't know if you'd agree with me or not, but season 2 is the best episode of season 3, or episode 2 is the best episode of season 3. Man,
I like the logic in that. Season 2 is the best episode of season 3. Wait, what?
Anyway. And I liked at the end of this episode that you watched there, where they turned the bomb thing, that trope, on its head.
Yeah.
Freak out, freak out, freak out. Then down to the last second. Wait, why is there like a minute left on the timer? And there's just an off switch.
What?
Yeah, there's just a switch right there, and you just turn it off.
Yeah, I like that.
That made some people angry, but I was like, oh, come on. They just took that trope and kind of turned it on its head. they played with it. I had no problem with that at all.
Exactly.
And I did manage to watch one Arrow.
You watched an Arrow.
I did watch an Arrow, which, funnily enough, to parallel Daredevil, it's the one where Tommy finds out that Oliver is Arrow.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, okay. We got a theme going on here.
Yeah, right?
It was a fine episode. I don't know if they'll have the feels episode next where Oliver and Tommy talk it out. Probably not. But...
No.
No bro tears.
No bro tears. I don't think, anyway. I could be wrong, but I don't remember there being a Bro Tears episode.
I'll let you know. It doesn't look like, because the next episode is called The Huntress Returns, and it made me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's dead. No, she's better this time, though.
I hope so.
Great still, but she's better. I'm not giving you too much hope on this one. I'm not trying to amp you up too much. She's better.
I read the summary of the next episode. Man, I do not want to watch this. I don't. The Deadshot's back, so that was fun. Getting into the Undertaking stuff.
Yeah.
Building up to that. And, you know, so it was just kind of a stuff happened episode.
Yeah, this is very much so. Those you are getting ready to that episode, The Huntress Returns, seems a little tacked on, if I remember correctly. So I mean, I'm just trying to remember. She doesn't. I think she comes back one more time, and then as of yet has been seen from again. She's still alive and everything like that, but her character has kind of been replaced with another character.
Right.
What you think she would become, she gets kind of replaced by another character.
And I guess you can tell me if I'm right or not, or you can keep it to yourself, but Laurel's sister Sarah is alive.
Yes.
And she's going to be Black Canary.
Yes.
Nailed it. Well, they also had like the picture of her with a canary. I was like, well, that's subtle. I don't know why my dad bought her that canary. That thing just would never shut up. I was like, oh, okay. Well, that explains. Well, telegraphed a bit there. Okay, I think I got that. It's not a subtle clue at all.
Yeah. She is indeed Canary.
I feel so smart, even though it was shoved in my face.
She's one of my favorite characters. Like, legitimately, she is one of my favorite characters. Sarah is.
Yeah. Which is good. They need some good female characters on this show.
Yeah.
That's seriously lacking at this moment, except for Felicity. And Felicity, and that's it.
Yes.
Every other female is just awful.
Yeah. And they still awful. They still seem to have an issue with that. Like, they still seem to have an issue with really strong female characters.
It seems to be like that on every WB show I've watched, which I guess is just Smallville and now Arrow. So there's only two. Same thing with Smallville. They had one awesome female character, and all the others were just awful.
Yeah, they.
Well, I guess at one point they had
actually
two.
Though I watched the season finale of season four this week.
Four.
And I'm not gonna say who. Yeah, four episode season four. No, season three. And
got another two seasons to catch up on. Crap. Gonna be a busy
season. And a character surprised me with her strength.
Yeah, I mean, there's room for growth.
And there is, this character, I'm just like, yeah, there's no way. She's not, there's no way. She's, she's awesome.
Yeah.
The problem that I have with season three is there's a lot of storylines reminiscent of season one in there. Hold on 1 second. Arrow. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Come here. You don't have to be on camera. I'll say it.
Yeah, whatever. Her strength is out of necessity. I'll put it that way. She needs to be strong for that moment because the person she's being strong for cannot be strong. That person has complete loss, their drive, so she has to take over. If she continues being strong, that'll be awesome. If they put this person back down to the level of, I'm just a damsel, I'm going to be pissed. I'm just a girl.
And that was Rachel.
Okay.
Infinite Rachelness.
Though,
I've gotten Rachel into both. More so Flash than Arrow, but because they interconnect so much, she started getting into Arrow with me.
Well, I figured she'd like Arrow since he never wears a shirt.
Well, yeah, she does have a thing with Jesse L. Martin in The Flash and John Barrowman in Arrow. She has huge crushes on them, so that works out well. also Steve Armel's Mad Abs. No, he's a very, very pretty man.
Ridiculous abs.
Yeah, right?
His abs have abs.
This is true.
Anyway, but no, just to make Daryl's squirm and cry, I was flipping through, racking up some Viggle points to check into the finale of Arrow, and it popped up with this season on Arrow, and just about spoiled the crap out of everything.
Oh, yeah, everything, dude.
I was like, oh, wow, that happened? That happened. Let me just turn this off before I'm completely ruined for season three. But by the time I get to season three, I'll forget all of it anyway.
Exactly. Like, and that's something that Rachel and I were discussing. Like, that's one thing. Rachel was asking me a bunch of questions about, like, Game of Thrones, because I've read the book. She hadn't. So she's asking me a bunch of questions in season one, like, where these characters are going to wind up. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to tell you because someone was really bad. And she's like, dude, that's like 3 years away. Just freaking tell me.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
A lot on our mind between now and
this season on Arrow. This happened, this happened, this happened. Spoiler.
Like, well, you did tune into the season finale, so you're like, you got every bit of it.
Well, you got extra points for tuning into the finale.
Yeah, right. You get extra spoilers.
I just checked in and turned it off. It's fine.
That's fine. That's legit.
But I did get 75% of season three spoiled for me. No worries, Daryl. I'll forget about it. Most of it. All I know is Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, lots of Ra's al Ghul. Or Ra'sh, depending on how close you are to him and all that good jazz. You season one is still the weakest, and you're almost done with it. So, And so, just so you guys know, Jazz has said he is going to continue watching Arrow through the summer.
Yes, I will. No worries. I'll hopefully catch up with everything that's on Netflix. So that's season one and two. I've got the whole summer, and I won't be watching a bunch of other stuff. So
season three is available, and I know it's on. Yeah, it should be all there if you can sign in, which you can. So you should be able to catch up even on season three. And then, are you going to go on to The Flash after that, or?
Yeah. I mean, I figure by the time I'm finished with Arrow, the first season of The Flash will be on Netflix.
Season two directly leads into The Flash. And the two of them are back-to-back and coexisting. Season one and season three of those two shows are coexisting at the same time.
And if worse comes to worse, I can use my Viggle points to buy a season of Flash. They're expensive, though.
Racist. All right, so let's go ahead and wrap this up, because we are far over the hour. Well, no, actually, no. No, we're not. We got started late. Well, no, we are actually right at an hour. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. So you can get in contact with us at geekioshow@gmail.com. It's our email. Twitter and Facebook are both geekioshow at the end of their respected URLs. Again, you can call us. Leave us a voicemail, 727-489-4335. That's 727-489-GEEK. Website, which has all of our shows and more on it, geek-io.net/spoilershow. And to support us, go over to patreon.com/geekio. Show titles.
We have Rogarine, Banner Manor, I Hailed Hydra, The Frosty Stone, Cathay Latte,
and yes, Bro Tears. You say it.
whatever.
All right, so on that note, folks, we will be back next week for our final show of the season. Boo!
It'll be fine. It'll give me time to catch up on Arrow.
It's going
to
be weird not doing this show on Tuesday. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, well, Tuesday night. There's nothing.
Nothing but free time. That's cool.
I don't understand.
No, I have shows I want to watch. There's things I want to watch that I haven't because of this show.
This is true.
I've got a backlog I need to catch up on.
All right, so like I've been doing because I heart Andrew. Actually, no, let's not do that one. Let's do a Star Wars because we talked about Star Wars and people getting their hands chopped off. So let's throw some Canteen Abandoner. All right, folks, we will see you next time on Small Screen Spoiler Show. Bye.
Bye!
This has been a Geek.io production. Copyright 2015. Geek.io. Geek and Geek.